In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, here we are. We're going to begin the talk today. Let me just, as soon as I find it, here it is. Volume 22nd, July 29th, 1927. So here we go. It was a quick run over here. So my daughter, for the one who lives in my divine will, all things become my will. So the first thing is the divine will is so amazing that spiritually your whole life changes. And little by little, we enter into this gift. And at first, you say, this is so amazing. This is, well, not at first, it's continuously. This is just an amazing situation that you find yourself in, and you feel different. You feel different. But see, Jesus is talking to Louisa. This is Louisa's diary. And he says, Louisa, she's the one who lives in my divine will. All things become my divine will. Everything she does, everything she touches, everything she sees and does is my divine will. She basically says, this life is so amazing that your whole spirituality changes. You fall deeper and deeper in love with Jesus, more and more in love with our Lady. You begin to learn that suffering is part of living in the divine will. As Jesus, his whole life was to die so that we would live. Our Lady, her whole life was to sacrifice her Son so that we could be alive. We could have his life, her life, the new Adam and the new Eve. So when Jesus says the one who lives in this, okay, that's the fullness of it. Okay. Everything that you think, say, and do, is the divine will. If she thinks, she lives in my divine will, and she will feel the sanctity of the intelligence of the divine life that invests her and flows within her mind. See, everything, that the three powers that Jesus has given to us, he tells Louisa, the intellect, memory, and will, your intellect becomes, you begin to see things from a divine perspective. And for example, everything that the church teaches, you begin to understand this is life. Jesus says that he has given us the medicines, the remedies, to get through this fallen life that we're in, even though he has redeemed us. The Holy Church shows us with, through their dogma and doctrine, through the understanding of sacred scripture and our tradition, how to begin to think with the mind of Christ. So we begin to understand that when God said to the Israelites, you know, keep holy the Sabbath, why Sunday is the Lord's day? Why this, we have to return this back to the Lord. Humanity wants to be in charge. And so humanity looks for other gods to worship on Sunday. And the gods that are mainly worshiped today is sports. And if you look at when Louisa was born, there was basically the sport was running and wrestling, you know, that was the two sports, but every sport was brought into, our life basically. And there's nothing wrong with sports, but your team becomes your God. I mean, I see people wearing their sports, you know, team, on in there with their shirts, with their, sneakers, you know, it's always, this is what we focus on. It's our team. And, that becomes our God. So Sunday is the day when people usually play their sports or watch their sports, participate in their sports. And what the divine will does is the divine will teaches us that this is out of order on Sunday. Sunday is the Lord's day. Sunday is the day of rest. Sunday from the rest of the week, from the rest of the sports, if you want to say, it's the day to, it's not the day. I remember, a number of people, friends of mine who would be riding bicycles, but they wouldn't do it on Sunday. They say, this is not a time for me to exercise. It's a time for me to focus on the Lord. It's not a time to watch pigskin being thrown from one end of a field to another and cheering, but to praise God and love God and glorify God. What happens in the divine will is slowly but surely, for the soul who desires the divine will, wants to live in the divine will, all things become the divine will. The way you think, the way you speak, the way what you do, everything becomes like when you wake up in the morning, you do your prevenient act, you discipline yourself as soon as you wake up to say, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life and everything that I think, say, and do. I want you, Lord, to be honored and glorified by every thought, every word, every deed that I do today. And this is it. This is why Jesus, everything that the soul does or touches or sees, she touches, she sees, she does my divine will. This is what God is leading us to. Why? Because that's heaven. And Jesus said, I rose from the dead so that humanity will rise from the death, the destruction, the misery of the human will to live in God's holy divine will. So 2,000 years ago, Jesus on Calvary suffered, was crucified, died, and was buried next to the Calvary. And Our Lady was with him. And then he rose from the dead. And he said, I rose from the dead so that humanity can rise from the death, the misery of their human will now, praying and desiring and wanting the kingdom of God to reign in us on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. So Jesus says that the soul will feel sanctity of the intellect, sanctity of the words, sanctity of their actions, flow within the mind, the heart, the soul. And it's just the beginning. The fullness that's going to happen is a miracle that God is waiting to give to the world. See, because this body isn't made for the fullness of the divine will. That's why finally at the end of the life of Jesus and Mary, they could go back to their natural life. Our Lord ascended into heaven, Our Lady assumed into heaven, the only two bodies that are in heaven. And as the church says on Assumption, the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, where Our Lady has gone, we hope to follow. It's not only to be in heaven, but to have that glorified state. And this is what is missing in Louisa. Everything that Jesus gave to Louisa, he says, everything that I possess, I give to you, Louisa. Everything that Jesus and Mary have, Louisa possesses, except the glorified body. Wait to see what God's got planned for that one. And I think we're all going to participate in this great miracle that the Lord wants to give to humanity. This new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II prophesied we're going to enter into. We're just beginning. It's just the beginning of it. It's like when this miracle happens, it'll be like the first Pentecost. You know, they're in prayer with the Blessed Mother, the apostles, and the Holy Spirit comes down upon them in tongues of fire. They hear this roaring of this wind, and they go out. And the first day, Peter brings in 3,000 people to be baptized, to be basically the first Christians, next to the apostles, next to Our Lady. You know, it's this whole new beginning. This event that's coming will heal the world of all the purification that we have to go through. We haven't even begun the purification yet. When this purification happens, Jesus said it will be like the time of Noah. Yeah, one family survived. The family, they had a pure line back to Adam and Eve. The family that was not interbred with the sons of God bringing about the changing of the DNA. This great new and divine way of holiness that's coming is very close, but God's in charge and he's asking us, he's pleading with us to really begin to live the Catholic life, keeping holy the Sabbath. This is the day, like the day before you go to confession, you get ready to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. And what happens at that point is you begin to realize that keeping holy the Sabbath is the minimal requirement. And if we're not doing the minimal requirement, you won't be able to begin to live this abundant life, you know, with receiving Jesus in the Eucharist each day, to begin to receive the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, in our hearts, our minds, our souls, beginning to live, this oneness, with the triune God through Jesus, the new Adam, Mary, the new Eve, because of Louisa, what they breathed into Louisa, as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice. So this fullness is coming, but this body is food for worms. This body is not, what do you want to say, strong enough to possess it. It's we're in the fallen state, even though we've been redeemed. The reason Jesus says he redeemed us, and our lady was with Jesus on Calvary, the new Adam and the new Eve, is to prepare us for, as John Paul II says, the new and divine way of holiness that's coming to the earth. So in July, volume 22nd, July 16th, 1927, after Jesus says, after the work I do, very often I take rest in order to enjoy in you the fruit of the rest that only my divine will can give me. So what happens is when you're reading the volumes, Jesus tells Louisa something and then he is silent. That's the rest. So he tells Louisa, for the last 2,000 years, he has rested in what he and his mother have done to bring redemption to the earth, the new Adam and the new Eve. They rested for 2,000 years, and now he begins to begin a new era of sanctification that he's going to breathe upon the church and the world. That's why St. Padre Pio said the world of the church will focus on Louisa Picaretta and the divine will in the third millennium. This time that we're living in, this fullness of time that we're living in, is to get us ready for the kingdom of God reigning in us on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, Jesus says the kingdom of God is within you. So this life that Jesus wants to breathe in us, that he began 2,000 years ago, we've rested now for 2,000 years to enter into this doing the will of God, learning how to become saints, how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. So what Jesus does with Louisa, he shows Louisa volume 1 through volume 10, how to live in the divine, how to do the will of God, how to become a saint, how to become a divine reflection of Jesus's exterior. And now, with volume 11 through volume 19, Jesus says, now I'm going to teach you how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you know, we have to get ready for what God is going to bring upon the earth, like the second Pentecost, this new and divine way of holiness that God has planned. This is sanctification. The saints showed us how to do the will of God. Jesus now breathed into Louisa, the newborn, the firstborn, he calls her, to begin to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, after 2,000 years, after this outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming, that God wants us to get ready for, is going to be to volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, how to begin to live the life that Adam lost. And it's the basics of the Catholic faith. It's the basics of this universal life. And as we learn it, as we study it, as we put it into practice, it's a new and divine holiness. So for example, It's like a child who begins to learn. Volume 1 through volume 10 is like a tricycle. We're learning how to ride. Oh, wow, I'm going faster than walking. And then volume 11 through volume 6, 11 through volume 19 is now getting a two-wheeler. And you're learning how to do this until finally to getting a car, if you want to say, volume 20 through volume 36. How not only to do the will of God, volume 1 through volume 10, not only to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, this great outpouring that's coming, but then how to live this life where your intellect, memory, and will is one with God, your intellect beginning to think with the mind of Christ, your memory is of Jesus and Mary. That's the reason why we pray the Holy Rosary. We pray the Holy Rosary to remember how did Jesus live? How did Mary live? And then what happens is, as you begin to meditate on that, you begin to understand the life, the hidden life of Jesus, the hidden life of Mary for those 30 years. What did they do? How did they live? And that's the rounds that Jesus tells Louisa from volume 16 to volume 36, how to pray the rounds, how to pray the round of creation, where you begin to hear, see, smell, taste, and touch the I love yous of creation. It's every leaf on a tree is an I love you from the Father to us. Every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water is an I love you to us. And we begin to participate in that, seeing in all of creation the I love yous, hearing the I love yous, not with your ears, but with your heart, your mind, your soul, to enter into this divine I love you that's all around us. And then finally, to receive volume 20 through volume 36, studying how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, how to go back to living that fullness of the human life that Adam lost. So Jesus, the new Adam, Mary, the new Eve, come to earth. This is the fullness of this life that God wants us to possess. And so our memory begins to focus on Jesus and Mary. Our whole desire is Jesus and Mary. Somebody was talking to me the other day, and they're very upset of how they were retreated. And I said, well, Jesus tells Louisa that what he showed Louisa was the one who was mistreated, the one who was rejected, the one who was abandoned, the one who was spit upon, the one who was crucified was our Savior. He's the one that went through everything. And when we want to get close to God, the Father says, I want you to be more like my Son. So there is misunderstandings, there's rejections, there's you're spit upon, you're rejected, you're misunderstood, you're abandoned by family, friends, and neighbors, you know, even the people that you work with. And our response is to recognize that Jesus went through this. Lord, you went through this. And how did you go through this? You were silent. You were led to the crucifixion. And it's an honor to begin to say to the Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, you have gone through this. You're letting me participate in what you have gone through. So instead of getting angry, we have more compassion for Jesus, more compassion for Mary, the two who had their hearts pierced with a lance, if you want to say. And then when you read about Louisa, you read that her heart was also pierced by a lance. Our hearts are going to be pierced by a lance. Why? To be more like our Savior, our King, and our Queen, our Mother, just like the little newborn Louisa. So what happens is, instead of becoming angry and upset, defending yourself, it's fiat. God is in charge. God is allowing me to go through what he went through into a slight degree. We're not going to be crucified like Jesus. So what happens is, everything that we think, say, and do changes with Jesus and Mary. And then finally, we get to that point where this is this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming, and this new and divine way of holiness that's coming. which is to receive the divine inheritance that Adam lost. Receive it again. The divine inheritance that Jesus died for us. He took our place of punishment. And now he wants to fill us, not only with the Holy Spirit, but to a new and divine way of holiness to begin to live the life that God originally breathed into Adam, that rule of God, that breath of God into Adam. So Jesus says, after I do work, his work is speaking to us, telling us as the word, he says, I take rest in order to enjoy in you, Louisa, the fruit of the rest that only, I'm sorry, my divine will can give me. So it's only the divine will that gives Jesus rest. What he speaks to Louisa, he is so happy that at least he has found the firstborn, the newborn. He found it with his mother, and because of Our Lady, the incarnation took place. Redemption was given to us through the two that suffered the most. And now sanctification is coming. And he says, how beautiful is the rest the divine will gives me. All of our works, all the things created by us, Triune God, compete among themselves to give me rest. And I, God, feel in you, Louisa, the happiness of my eternal rest and the joy and the happiness of God's divine works. Everything that God has done for us is found in the divine will. So what happens is we begin to taste, we begin to understand this happiness, this joy, this peace of heaven. This is what happens when you begin to read. Everything begins to change for you. As you read the book of heaven, as you study the book of heaven, a new and divine way of holiness is entering into you. It's just the beginning. It's the first steps. It's riding the tricycle. It's getting off the tricycle and riding. It's like, wow, this is fun. To the point of soon where we're going to begin to experience this new and the divine way of holiness, divine inheritance that Adam lost, the divine inheritance that the new Adam and the new Eve have offered to us, a heaven on earth. And that means peace, joy, and happiness. The human will brings you worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And like we've explained before, that is feeding the demons of worry, the demons of fear, the demons of anxiety, the demons of complaints, the demons of negativity. And some people can't leave that. I had a person talking to me the other day that was so angry with the church, so angry with their priests, that they wanted to leave the faith. And that's it. I've had it. And I said, how can you leave the faith? You know, you're blaming the church for an individual. Why are you doing this? And I said, you've got to forgive. And the person said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put them in their place. I said, Jesus didn't do that. You have to be like Jesus. Jesus was silent. Mary was silent at the cross. She didn't say to the ones that were crucifying him, stop it. She gave her fiat. She knew that either Jesus died or all of humanity died. And she sacrificed her son, knowing that she, as the mother of God, could have stopped it. But she said, not my will, but your will be done. Like, that's why even when we read the Hours of the Passion, the hardest thing to read in the Hours of the Passion is when everyone is yelling out, crucify him, crucify him. And then Louisa says, I too felt ashamed, right, yelling out, crucify him. And Jesus says, the reason the crucifixion had to take place was twofold. Either you hated me, Jesus said, and wanted me dead, or you knew that through his crucifixion, we will become alive. And it was for our salvation that he is dying for us. And we now have the opportunity to live this fullness of God with this great gift of the divine will that he's giving to humanity, giving back to humanity that what Adam lost. So Jesus is saying, so my work in the kingdom of my divine will is safe. So you want to fall in love with Jesus more, begin to read and study and put into practice this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, this great gift of the divine will. He says, my work, the speaking that Jesus gives to Louisa, the word that Jesus is giving to Louisa as the word, this work in the kingdom is safe where? In the book of heaven with Louisa. It's there. My rest is not disturbed by the noises of the human will. It's just think about that. Just think about Sunday. The screaming, the yelling, the cheering of sports in the arenas all over the world. This noise is not praising God. And Jesus says, so my work in the kingdom of my divine will is safe. My rest is not disturbed. This Sunday is the day of rest, not disturbed by the noises, the misery of the human will. God has got great plans, and we're in them. And what he's asking of us is, are you willing to begin to say yes to this great gift of gifts, this time of sanctification? So like I said before, the evil one had to produce sports so that people would follow the sports on Sunday rather than God. Keep holy the Sabbath. That's where we begin in the divine will. And to show where you are in the divine will is, what do you do on Sunday? How are you obeying the commandment, keep holy the Sabbath? Or is it just another Saturday where you're enjoying your sports, you're enjoying your theater, you're enjoying your movies, you're enjoying your life? Or are you enjoying, are you honoring, are you glorifying God on Sunday? What do you do with your family on Sunday? What have you taught your family? How are you glorifying God on Sunday? Jesus says, my work in the kingdom of my divine will is safe. My rest is not disturbed by the noises, by the misery of the human will. So he says this, behold then, the living in my divine will is the true transmission of divine life to humanity. As we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, the first thing that comes to mind is, are we keeping holy the Sabbath? Jesus says, my medicine is my sacraments and sacramentals. Are you receiving the sacraments? Are you in the state of grace? Have you gone to confession? Have you kept holy the Sabbath? Are you keeping holy the holy days? Are you wearing your scapular? This Our Lady says three things in Fatima. Basically, wear the scapular, pray the rosary, and attend First Saturday Masses. And to find First Saturday Masses is a tough one, and it's going to get tougher to find a good holy mass. The amount of priests, when I went into the seminary in 1964, I was 14. My diocese had 5 seminaries, and there was 350 seminarians in our diocese. Now we have what? 12 seminarians and no seminaries. They're all gone. We're in a time of purification. And our job is to seek and to find a mass to go to keep holy the Sabbath. This is the thing that our God is asking. Keep holy the Sabbath. This new and divine way of holiness is here. But Jesus says, I want you to enter into it. So what does he say? He says, my work in the kingdom of my divine will is safe. My work, Jesus says, is the book that I gave to Louisa, that I dictated to Louisa. As you read it, as you study it, as you put it into practice, you begin to live this life. And again, you become more aware of our dogma and doctrine. You become more aware of the sacraments and sacramentals. You know, are you wearing the miraculous medal? Are you wearing the scapular? See, Jesus says, I'm going to clothe my children in royal garments. Why? Because we're children of the King. So Our Lady says, this is the cloth of heaven. Wear it. It's to remind you that this clothing is not as important as what Our Lady is going to give us, what our Lord is going to give us in the kingdom. This new and divine way of holiness begins now in us, and it's really to become Catholic again, to make the sacraments and sacramentals, this medicine, be with us. The one thing is, for example, who are the three that basically fought, the evil one? Okay. Saint Michael, Saint, April 23rd, Saint George, fighting the slaying the dragon, and Saint Benedict. These three medals will help you, defend you. Not that they're magical or anything like that, but you're going to be reminded to go to Saint Michael. You know, do you have an image of Saint Michael in your home? He's the one that's going to lead the charge in the final battle that we're in. Saint Michael is great, powerful. Learn about Saint Michael. Read about Saint Michael. Read about Saint Gabriel and Saint Raphael. Learn about these archangels. Be close to your guardian angel. Consecrate yourself to your guardian angel that he protects you. He's there to defend you. He's your brother companion for all eternity, And you got to get to know him now. All that God is giving, he says, becomes alive. You become more Catholic with the Book of Heaven. So he says, my rest is not disturbed by the noises, by the miseries of the human will. So what is your human will? It's what you say when you go to confession. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. That's the Catholic life. And God has given us the grace to enter into this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. So he says, behold, then the living in my divine will is the true transmission of divine life to humanity, to the creatures. Now, again, creatura in Puglia area, it means the baby that's fallen on the ground and bleeding. Jesus says, my divine will, living in my divine will is the true transmission of life to the children that have been fallen and are hurt. I'm going to bring them back to fullness of life, the transmission of divine life into the human. This is what God has got planned for us. All that he asks is that we say fiat and then enter into this. So he knew this from the beginning of time. He predestined us to live at this time. He's predestined us to receive the Book of Heaven. And he says to Louisa, basically, whoever has the Book of Heaven, I, Jesus says, give this to you. I want you to enter into this transmission of divine life, this new and divine way of holiness. So volume 22, August 4th, 1927. In seeing you sick, Jesus said, infirmed because of me, I feel happy to serve you in the very things created by me. Okay. What's he saying? The way you're treated, being misunderstood, abandoned, spit upon, neglected. He said, seeing you because of me, Jesus says, you're becoming more like me. So this illness that you're going through, being, you know, people misunderstanding you, people abandoning you, people ridiculing you, I, Jesus, feel happy to serve you in the very things created by me. So what's he saying? I want you to begin to see the I love yous in creation. I want you to see the I love yous in redemption. So as we pray the round of creation, pray the round of redemption, Jesus is serving us by making our eyes open to the I love yous that are all around you. And he says, so the very things created by me, wanting to give you my very life in each one of them. And in giving you, I feel my happiness being redoubled because I feel my life in the soul. And that's first of all, Louisa, who possesses my divine will that made her a queen to me. Small queen. The main queen is his mother. She is Theotokos, the mother of God. Theotokos, the mother of God. You know, who can compete with her? Some people say, you're making Louisa sound greater than Our Lady. No, Our Lady is the mother and queen. Louisa is the little daughter of the divine will. And what God is wanting us to be is his little kings and queens of the kingdom that's going to be reigning on earth as it is in heaven. That's the miracle that's coming. So God is getting us ready to open the door of the kingdom so that all of humanity who wants God can enter in. So Jesus says, since my divine will reigns in your soul, Louisa, it is like the beating of your heart that is the primary act of life in all its members. So the first thing you do in the divine will is you ask Jesus to be the Lord of your heart. Your heart becomes his throne. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. What happens is the beating of the heart has the primary act of life in who you are. And it is the life, the motion, the strength, the heat, and everything comes from the heartbeat. Everything's going to be coming from God. This is becoming his throne. That's the very first thing you do in the divine will. You fall in love with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Because Jesus tells Louisa, the divine will is the fullness of the Sacred Heart. So right now, you know, we understand that St. Margaret Mary had, she saw the heart of Jesus burning, pierced, surrounded by thorns. Mary's heart, in image of Jesus' heart, pierced, surrounded by thorns, covered with roses, on fire with love. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this fire that's coming to consume the world in love, it's very close. And God is saying there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth because some people don't want this. As a matter of fact, most don't want this. But there will be the few who will want this, and it will be ecstasy for them. So Jesus says, basically, the heart has the primary act of life in all its members, your whole body. It is like life, motion, strength, heat. Everything comes from the heartbeat. So as Jesus is the Lord of our heart, he becomes the Lord of our intellect, memory, and will. We begin to see things from a divine perspective. Our memory becomes of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. That's why we pray the Holy Rosary, to enter into this life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And then finally, our will. We let the will of God begin to reign in us. And then the misery of the human will is surrendered to God. As a matter of fact, that was the second day. If you're doing the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, today is the third day. The second day, we surrender our heart to God, to our human will is there surrendered. The divine will begins to reign in us little by little. And what happens is at that point, there's no more worry. There's no more fear. There's no more anxiety. There's no more complaints. There's no more negativity. There's no more sin. So Jesus shows us that the fullness isn't here yet. Why? Because we do become impatient. We do fall into the sin of worry. Worry says to God, you're not a good God. I give this to you and you're not doing anything. So therefore, I'm going to worry about it. I'm going to get a stroke. I'm going to get a heart attack. I'm going to get an ulcer because you're not doing your job. That's not good. Jesus said to his apostles, does worry add one moment to your life? And he says, of course it doesn't. And then his command was, stop worrying. Oh, but you don't understand. You don't understand. I've got to worry about this. No, you don't. Jesus says, stop worrying. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our King. He's our Master. Put it in his hands. Put it in Our Lady's hands and watch it disappear. It's God's going to take care of it. Your trust is in him. So he says, if the heartbeat ceases, life, motion, and everything else ceases. So with this heartbeat that Jesus is giving us, it's a new beginning for all of humanity. Jesus says this. Now, as my divine will beats in the soul, it beats and it gives divine life. If my divine will beats in the soul, it beats and gives divine light, life, light, love. It beats and it gives incessant motion. It's strength that it is never exhausted. It beats and it gives an inextinguishable light. This light that we will begin to see and understand. This light is Jesus. This light is Mary. And it wants to be in our hearts, giving its inextinguishable light to all the world. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. And he's saying, this is what I want you to become. I want you to become my reflections, Jesus's, my mother's reflection, Mary. And more than as a father, do I, God, act within the soul in whom my divine will reigns. So is Jesus the Lord of our heart? Is Jesus the Lord of our intellect? Is Jesus the Lord of our memory? Is Jesus the Lord of our will? More than a father do I act in the soul in whom my divine will reigns. Rather, a father cannot give his heartbeat to his son while I give my heartbeat to Louisa. I keep Louisa always together with me. I teach Louisa my divine ways. Jesus says, I want this with you. He says, I want to give you my heartbeat. And as I gave it to Louisa, I want you always together with me, Jesus says. I want to teach you my divine ways. I want to communicate to you my divine secrets. I want to communicate to you my divine strength. And when I am sure, I fling her into the field of life of my divine will. So we're being tested right now to the point of when God is sure that we're not going to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative. We're not going to fall into sin again. I will fling that soul into the field of life. All of us have to go to confession each day. Excuse me. It's good to go each week. It's good to go every 2 weeks. It's good to go at least once a month. This divine life that God wants us to live is his. When I am sure of the soul, when I see that in any situation, there's no worry, there's no fear, there's no anxiety, there's no complaints to the point of no sin, then that soul will be brought into the field, this life of my divine will. And then she may take on the whole commitment of the human family. Jesus says, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. This is what he tells Louisa. You're worried about your family? Begin to live in the divine will. You don't have to worry anymore. Jesus says, I'll take care of it. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Master. He's our King. And I say to the soul, my daughter, let me rest. I entrust everything to you. But in my rest, Jesus says, I will wait for you often to enjoy the fruit of the work, this reading that you're doing, the study that you're doing, that you do in the kingdom of my divine will. And Jesus added, my daughter, my word is life. The word that you're reading in the book of heaven is, he says, is divine life. It's a divine life. This word that you read, this word that you study, he keeps on expanding it. We enter into God expanding our capacity to hear with our heart, our mind, our soul, this word that is infinite. The word that is spoken by Jesus is infinite. And God is asking us to begin to live this abundant life. When I speak, I must see whether this life can have life in the soul. If not so, I do not dispose a divine life of mine. And there is no one who receives it. It is enough for me to see even, he says, one single creature, Louisa, disposed to release this divine life from myself with my word, the word giving this word to us. This is why many times I do not speak, because I do not see anyone disposed to live the life of my word. More so since with you, I have no need of words, Louisa, to make myself understood. It is enough for us to look at each other and to understand each other. Are you falling in love with our Eucharistic Lord in the monstrance? Are you looking at him and hearing him? He says, He says, it is enough to look at each other in order to understand each truth. Isn't it true, Louisa? You understand me and I understand you. This is the illumination of conscience. Read the book of heaven. Great things are coming. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.